Criminal justice reform advocates have noticed a shift in the geography of mass incarceration. Sparked by organizing over the past two decades, a pattern has developed of decarceration in major cities. But there's been a drastic increase in jail populations of rural counties across the nation. Jasmine Heiss works with the In Our Backyards initiative at the Vera Institute of Justice. The initiative includes data collection about incarceration trends in rural counties nationally, with the goal of using this research to inform public dialogue and drive policy change. She says that as major cities have reduced jail populations and populations have increased rurally, new dynamics have developed.
And so the accompanying dynamic around capacity, particularly in rural communities, is either that communities have built these sort of oversized jails or continued to build to accommodate this growing jail population, and or that jails are overcrowded in those places because more and more people are being locked up on probation violations because they're too poor to pay money bail or being housed for other authorities. And I want to just underscore that it's not really like a sharp dynamic between places that are overcrowded because they haven't built bigger and places that have built bigger to accommodate overcrowding. What we see instead is, you know, what we continue to refer to as this sort of if you build it, they will come phenomenon, where even the places who have said, okay, the only way for us to sort of accommodate this increased criminalization and incarceration of people in our community is to build bigger, that those jails are often very quickly filled shortly after they're built. And so it becomes what my colleague Jack Norton calls this inter-county carceral arms race, where counties are just building bigger and bigger, and sometimes then looking towards their jails also as a source of revenue to offset the growing costs of all of this incarceration and construction and just planning for more and more people to be behind bars.
Heiss says that Kentucky stands out from the national landscape in that, even amidst an era of criminal justice reform where many states are reducing prison populations, jail incarceration in Kentucky continues to rise, especially in rural communities. John Cheeves is an investigative reporter at the Lexington Herald Leader, who covers state government at the Capitol in Frankfort, as well as a variety of issues statewide. In 2019, Cheeves published a four-part series called Caged, which looked into the issue of overcrowding in Kentucky jails.
A couple years ago, in 2019, we got a call from a woman who had a loved one in the Madison County jail down in Richmond, and she was talking about the conditions there being terrible. It was badly overcrowded, it was dangerous, and we started pulling on this thread. I wanted to look at how badly overcrowded some of the county jails were, but I wanted to do a new wrinkle, too, which was, what was the state's role in this? And it was pretty big, sort of in two areas. One was the state is largely to blame for the overcrowding. It wasn't just that local people are being held in local jails, but roughly half the people sitting in local jails, packing those cells, are actually state prisoners. They're people who are serving state time for felony crimes, who really should be in a state prison somewhere, but we love locking people up so much in Kentucky that there's not enough room in the prisons. At the time, we had a dozen, 12 state prisons, so we had about 9, 10,000, 11,000 and growing state prisoners sitting in county jails. So that was one way the state was contributing to this problem at the local jails. The other was that the state really should have been regulating these places better. There is a division of local facilities at the State Department of Corrections, and its job is to go around and inspect the local jails, make sure the conditions are decent, safe. And instead, it goes around and it just sort of takes notes on how bad the conditions really are, and it makes a checklist of it and files it away. The only thing it ever really closes a jail for is if there's unsafe fire conditions. But I've never seen a jail close because it was overcrowded. I've never seen a jail close because the inmates were brutally physically mistreated, even in places like Boyd County where the U.S. Justice Department stepped in. So a lot of people picture a jail as being what they see on TV, this hallway with the barred cells and one or two people in each cell. Well, what you're picturing is a prison there. What jails actually are these large dormitories or pods, about 300 square feet behind a steel door. And inside this large dorm, there can be 20, 25, 30 guys all packed into a space that's really only big enough for half that many people. And they spend 23 hours a day in there. They sleep, they eat, they go to the bathroom, they shower. They're in there for days, weeks, months. For the state prisoners that are serving felony time in there, sometimes for years in this room. And many of them don't even get a bed. They get, if they're lucky, what they call a boat, a plastic piece of bedding on the ground. I saw guys just sleeping on the ground on blankets and sheets because they didn't even have a mat or a boat to sleep on, sometimes in puddles, practically cheek by jowl sitting next to each other. I saw guys who were sleeping in the detox tank on the concrete floor. I saw guys sleeping in hallways under picnic tables in the rec areas because the normal dormitories were so overcrowded.
Chief says that since the series was published in 2019, there have been some changes across the state. He says the legislature spent the next year holding a series of meetings about jail reform, one result of which was that the state of Kentucky reopened two private prisons to address the issue of jail overcrowding.
And this is considered important. Jail and prison is not the same thing. Prison is a large box. And it holds people for a long period of time, and it has rehabilitation programs, and it has room to move around. A jail is a small box, and it's often in the county seat near the courthouse. And its whole purpose is basically to hold you for a very short period of time, usually while you're awaiting trial or while you're serving a very short sentence. And there's not much room to move around inside a jail. And it was never designed to hold somebody for 1, 2, 3 years serving a felony sentence. And it doesn't have very much, if any, in the way of rehabilitative programming.
Cheeves also says that Senate Judiciary Chairman Whitney Westerfield is spending a lot of time looking at jails and how they can be reformed, including limiting the amount of profit that companies can make off of phone calls between incarcerated people and their families. And Chief says that the COVID-19 pandemic and Governor Andy Beshear's early release of over 1,800 incarcerated people because of it helped reduce jail populations across the state. But as the pandemic continues, those jail population numbers are beginning to rise again across Kentucky. And according to the Vera Institute of Justice, Kentucky is among the top 10 states for the highest incarceration rates in the country. And Cheeves doesn't think that the issue of rampant overcrowding in Kentucky jails will be resolved without change at the state level.
I don't feel like there's any unifying oversight to Kentucky jails. You know, we have elected jailers. Not every county has its own jail, as you know, but I think everyone has an elected jailer. And there's not any one entity that can step in and say, hey, you're doing a really poor job. This place is in deplorable physical shape. You're not treating the inmates well. I mean, in Boyd County, where the Justice Department Civil Rights Division came in and said, my God, you're torturing the inmates. I mean, you're spraying pepper spray on their genitals. You're humiliating them. You're physically abusing them. One guy that we had a video of in my story died after he was so thoroughly attacked, came in on a minor, you know, alcohol or drug violation, whatever it was. At that time, the state continued to have scores of state prisoners held in this facility, even when the U.S. Justice Department was saying this is an unsafe place. So I feel like nobody in Frankfort seriously minds the store when it comes to local jails, and it has to be somebody in Frankfort. There needs to be a larger entity with statutory authority to come in, which the state actually has, but to seriously come in and inspect these places and say, you're doing this wrong, we're gonna shut you down, we're going to fine you, we're going to fine the county, the fiscal court.
Organizers say that measures to decrease jail incarceration overall include bail reform, sentencing reforms, and increased access to rehabilitation and reentry services. For WEKU, I'm Ray Geringer.
This series on justice in Eastern Kentucky is being provided to Eastern Standard by Ray Geringer and Amelia Kirby with the support of the Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky and a grant from the Vera Institute of Justice.